You know, as I was contemplating the first reading with Job, I was reminded of this little story about a man who was distraught because all around him he could see nothing but suffering and pain. And he broke down and cried, and he banged his fists on the table. And he's turned his head upwards and he yells at God, "Look at this mess. Look at all this pain and suffering. Look at all this killing and hate. God, why don't you do something about it?" And God looked down on him and said, "I did. I sent you." Today's reading speak to each of us of our lives today. How many of us can relate to the struggles that Job is experiencing? How many of us have in the past or are now living a life where at times you just get up every day, you follow the routine, you get the kids ready, you get yourself ready, you go to work, you deal with all those issues there, you come home, and the next day you start all over again. Does that sound familiar to anybody? The story of the healing of Simon's mother-in-law follows the story from last Sunday of the exorcism in the synagogue, of the man with the unclean spirit, one of Jesus' first act of his ministry. But this week, Jesus touches Simon's mother, and his touch is gentle and helpful. But it's very unusual, for in that culture, men do not touch women. Jesus, however, often touches people who are in need of healing, even those with leprosy. Many of us can be reluctant to touch people who are ill, in part because we don't want to hurt them, but also because we're afraid of catching their disease. However, there's something healing about the human touch. Jesus wasn't afraid to touch. Touch was a whole part of his ministry. And in that little story that I read, and all these readings today, we're reminded that we all have responsibilities and struggles and obstacles to overcome throughout our lives. And many of the tasks that we do in our lives are of necessity. Most of us have to work to make a living. We're responsible to our spouse, to our children, and to ourselves. And we have accepted these responsibilities. And while we may become tired at times, we know their importance and the dependencies that others have on us. The everyday jobs of this life is more often than not driven by motivation. And if your life is based on consuming more and more, and is based on money and luxuries, and the need to have whatever your neighbor has, then I suspect it will become a chore. Frankly, because these goals are empty. However, if you look at the gospel today and you see the life of Jesus, where he goes out and heals others, and those he heals, like Simon's mother, then immediately go to serve others. And we change the whole context of our lives to see how we impact on those around us. And then we will discover all of us, every single one of us, has a role and responsibility in serving one another. I know this is absolutely contrary to everything that mass media will tell us. Because society is going to tell you that if you want happiness, then you need wealth and pleasure and power and honor. It's pretty good stuff. The difference is God wants more. God wants more for you. God wants each and every one of us to live in joy. And joy doesn't come to us through consumerism. It comes to us through serving one another. It comes to us from adapting our lives to be in sync with God's will. And if you, right now, are in that place where life is truly difficult, where you feel its drudgery and its emptiness, make a point of serving someone else. See a need and fill it. Raise your hand and welcome an opportunity to reach out to someone else. And assuming this role is honest and dignified, then I predict you will find happiness and joy in your lives. And if you don't believe me, check it out yourself. Do something. Try something. Do it for Lent. something that takes effort, something that matters. Make sandwiches at a homeless shelter. Sort the food at the food cupboard. Visit somebody who's sick. Go to the Cumberland Lodge and help with their liturgy. I absolutely guarantee it will change you. It will improve your morale. It will improve your attitude. And you know, many of you work every day. You ever ask yourself why? You work so that you can provide for your family a comfortable life. Why? Because you love them. A good husband serves his wife. A good wife serves her husband. Parents serve their children. Children, too, are called to serve their parents because serving is honorable. We as people of God are called to serve one another. We are responsible for the sick. We are responsible for the poor and the marginalized. And we serve them because this is our calling in life. Jesus served people. All people. He cured their illnesses. He moved from town to town trying to get his message across. He didn't stay in a town that accepted him and bask in the adulation. He moved forward and sought out others. And he is speaking to us, each and every one of us today, when he took time to rest and pray. Jesus took time aside from serving others to rest and to contemplate and to pray and to re-energize. This is why we come to Mass. We come to Mass to pray, to re-energize, and to surround ourselves with people who are striving for a better life. People who are seeking joy in their lives. And we come to church to surround ourselves with others who want a closer relationship with God. Everybody needs to rest. Everybody needs to re-energize. I was thinking about this morning. I was reminding myself of when I was at the mission. And I used to do a liturgy every day at the mission. I used to have about 40, 45 people there. And the liturgy was basically some hymns and a scripture reading and a little reflection. Well, every few days, somebody would come in and they'd fall asleep. I'd like to say it was during the hymns, but it was probably more during my reflection, but anyway. And I used to love it. And I'll tell you why. Because for 20 minutes, these people used to come into this chapel, maybe sing a song and maybe hear a reflection, and they were safe. And they were at peace. And they're at rest. And so they fell asleep. Not a bad way to look at it. We need to take time for ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We need to take time because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves like a cigarette match. And when you light the match, it flares up. And in 2 minutes, it's gone out. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was brought to us to show our life is about service. Service to others. And our life is not based on consumption or greed. We live in a world right now that's pretty scary. Members of our civilians and military alike are targets of terrorist groups. There are challenges to our economy, our lifestyle, our comfort. And many people may be tempted to ask themselves, like the man in the little story, where is God? Where is God in all this stuff? Well, I'll tell you where he is. He's right there in the middle. He is in the first responders and those who are the targets of these actions. He lives in those who place themselves in harm's way for us. He's there in the grief and the pain for the family members. He's there in the marchers who march in unity and defy the evil in our world and refuse to cower in the fear and anxiety they cause. God is there, and he is here in each and every one of us. And we are called as men, women, and children. We are called to be like Jesus, that source of strength in a world that's frightened, a conviction in our world to serve one another as God has called us to. And he invites us every week to come here to church, to rest, to place ourselves in his presence at Mass. So that when we have fears, and we have anxieties, and we have concerns, place them at the foot of the cross and allow ourselves to feel the comfort and joy of being held in God's arms.